My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants to know what it would take to get busy with his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
We got the. I'm not even getting the A team.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's like a split squad.
Yeah.
I go, so you are fine with me seeing prostitutes? She goes, I am not, just playing along. Now, she does have a sense of humor.
Oh, all right.
She has shown a sense of humor.
Yes, she has. Oh.
Well, then, get away from me, you little rat. The manager handle this.
Yeah. Walks by. Move, get out. Next time he's on, would you tell me? Go sweep or something. Jesus Christ. How are you, baby?
Really?
I go, you are not just playing along. So then you are fine with it, correct? She goes, I am not. It's a bad thing to do, to say the least.
Oh, okay.
So she goes, so if I want to be with you, I can have no prostitutes? She goes, that's correct. You go, can I have sex with you then?
Yeah, how about it?
She goes, today?
Yeah, that can happen.
I go, any day, every day, my way, your way, Sunday through Saturday.
Tom says, great, they bring the kid up from AAA and he gets Davin. He'll quit soon after.
On the softball team.
He's the me. He used to be good at this.
But I have to go out and look for computer parts in the world. You know what? Why don't you
take your
that?
Time?
He's the you of the Juju League.
Yes. Now I feel worse than ever. My kindred spirit.
He benched the kid.
I ruined him.
That's why you're hitting it off.
There you go.
We both used to be somebody. Now we both stink. She goes, are you free today? I go, for you, I am always free. She goes, okay, then let's do it one of these days.
Whoa.
I go, today? She goes, not today. Not really in the mood.
Oh, boy.
I go, wow, it's like we're already a married couple. I guess I'll just take out the trash.
You can't even get fake cyber laid.
I can't. It's like real life. This makes me think she's real.
I'm starting to sway.
Exactly.
He's starting to think that's a real woman. Yeah.
Married couple now.
That's what I said. I go, well, I guess I'll just take out the trash. She goes, okay. I go, that was a joke. That is what people who are married a long time do.
You know what, though? If the next sentence was three pals, and I'm like, she's real. She's real.
Wait for it.
Pals.
Wait for it. Now.
You guys are about to go to the early bird special in another minute.
Yeah. She goes, wow, I can see you know a lot about marriage. She says. I go, yes, yeah. But I do not know a lot about how to get you in the mood for some heavy breathing.
Really?
She goes, well, as you will, as time goes on.
I have a book you can suggest you read.
Yeah. Anne Frank?
Yes. There you go.
I go, I've been with you over 7 months. I still have no idea. Why don't you tell me what it takes? She goes, okay. First, take some wild guesses. First, and let's see if you are good. Giving her notes for the next schmuck.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Well, wait a minute now. This is like, okay, no. Here, find it. Throw darts at the board, and I'll tell you when you're close.
Like Joe and a clit. Throwing darts at a board.
I will never live that down.
No,
I
you
could
won't.
Be the new Hugh Hefner.
You ain't going to be. You're not even the old Hugh Hefner. The really old.
Physically, if I was, I would never live that down.
Oh, we would still be talking about this. Never. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And besides, throwing just a tip. Throwing darts at it, bad move.
Well, that's all Joe throws. It's just a tip. I go, clearly I'm not good. Do you want me to guess what you would like to do in bed or what gets you in the mood? She goes, what it takes to get me in the mood. I go, a bottle of rum and a shotgun.
A shotgun?
Am I being dickish today?
Oh, more than El Dorado ever hoped to be.
But not for nothing. I mean, it was in a rare form too today.
Yes. Yes.
She goes, okay, try again. I go, no good? I go, okay, I think you like warm beaches and sunsets. I think you like ocean breezes. I think you like to be told that you are loved and that you are the most beautiful woman in the world. I think you like to feel safe. I think you like having somebody staring into your eyes and reaching into your soul. I think you like to play hard to get and be challenging. I think you have a lot of passion, but you're afraid to unleash it because you do not want to be hurt. I think you want to be laid down in the sand and be made love to while the ocean waves gently crash close by.
Hey, boss. Come over here.
Boss. We got the romantic nut from the psych ward. The creepy nut must be on a break.
This is the sex pervert nut. Come here. He's writing some bodice ripper stuff over here. Come
I
on.
Do go from creepy to sex to like sexy real quick though. Don't
I? I know. Oh, I'm too sexy for my scammer.
She goes.
Sexy for my scammer.
Maybe this
one
will work.
Yeah,
let's try it.
P.U.
I didn't have to do an accent this time.
Yeah, well. She goes, wow, you know me better than I thought. We are really compatible. Been together all these months have helped us to know each other more. I go, and yet I can't get you in the mood. Maybe the attraction only goes one way. She goes, well, if you say some of these things with passion, I will surely be in the mood. But all I can do is say them. I can't do them right now. I love you with all my heart. I want to be with you. I want you beside me. I want to feel your breath. I want to hear you breathe as we sleep. I want to hold your hand while we are awake. I want to be one with you in bed.
Wow, Tom suggests she likes the sound of the pen on the Western Union form.
That was me writing that. She didn't write that shit.
No, she doesn't.
If she did, it's cut and paste.
Okay.
Well, pretty close. Joe's seen the page, apparently.
He's just on the same page with the scammer. He knows what comes next.
Her English is as good as Joe's.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
She goes, wow, that's romantic. This will surely turn me towards you. Isn't really out of line.
Okay, no, that wasn't.
I go, I'm not trying to turn you towards me. It is how I feel and what I think.
Trying to flip you under me.
Yeah, exactly. The question is, do you feel the same way? She goes, yeah, I do. When I hear this words, it makes me feel close to you.
Mm.
Well, good, because it is how I feel. All we have right now is the internet. I look forward to the day when you can get to a computer with a camera, so at least we can video chat.
So do we.
I want to look into your eyes. I want to see you smile.
I want to see your jugs.
I do. I want to hear you laugh. She goes, yeah, I'm working on it. We will very soon.
Okay.
I go, do you promise? She goes, yes, I promise. So now that you know how I feel and that I do know you better than I thought, I want to have some fun. She goes, what kind of fun is that?
Really? Take off your top.
She goes, what kind of fun is that? I go, let's cyber fly a kite.
That's hot.
And then I go, or more adult activities.
While drinking shots.
That's fun. That's fun.
She goes, how can we cyber fly a kite?
Yeah.
Yes. I got the best scammer in the world.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.